This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, November 14th, God's word for you today is hurry home. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 54 verse 2 to 3, and it says, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen the cords, and strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. God differentiates between men and women. Do you know that? There are things God can tell a man, but he cannot tell a woman. I know this is 21st century. What a man can do, a woman can do better. I understand that, and I am not putting women down. Do not get me wrong, but they are just different. How God deals with men is different from how God deals with women. If a man had tried what Sarah tried, what do you think would have happened? Check the scriptures. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, did not laugh. He just doubted, and God smote him with dumbness. Still on the same subject of fruitfulness. Even though Zechariah did half of what Sarah did, for over 9 months, he had to communicate via sign language. Sarah laughed. Sarah lied to God's face. And God said, by this time next year, you, Sarah, will have a child. I say to God, deal with me like you deal with your girls. Should Sarah not serve punishment? God can overrule even when our response is not adequate. I am praying that God would have that mercy upon me, upon you, and upon his church in the mighty name of Jesus. The very first thing we see from 1 Kings 14 verse 44, please read, is urgency. The second is go home. 1 Kings 18 verse 44 says, hurry to Ahab and tell him, climb into your chariot and go back home. If you don't hurry, the rain will stop you. Rain will limit you indoors. It will limit your movement. Rain is a necessary restriction. I am here to tell you that the rains are coming. It is about to get wet. It is about to get cold. And it is about to get noisy. So you need to go back home. So what do you do at home? You go and plan. You go and position. And you go and prepare. You go and plan for what God is about to unleash in your life. You go and position yourself for the rain. You go and prepare spiritually, emotionally, physically. Planning, positioning, preparing, home is the presence of God for us. Isaiah 54 verse 2 to 3 says, enlarge your house. You are going to need a bigger place. Don't underestimate the amount of room that you will need. So build, build, build. You will increase in every direction to fill the world. Please read Matthew 25 verse 1 to 13. It is the story of 10 virgins. Of these 10 virgins, the Bible tells us that 5 were wise, 5 were foolish. Even though all 10 were virgins, 10 were pure. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. Purity is not enough. What was the difference between the wise and the foolish? The wise bought extra oil. There was a cost to the oil. The 5 that were wise paid the price, and the 5 that were foolish did not pay the price. When the bridegroom came, the 5 that were foolish went to the 5 that were wise, asking to share their oil. After all, the Bible says we should bear one another's burdens. The 5 that were wise said, the Bible also said, let everybody bear his own burden. The Bible says both, but you need to know which applies in which situation. Let us pray. Father, I come home to you, prepare me for what you are preparing for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.